Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome to Transformation with Martinet, and I am Alicia Lyons, and I'm filling in for Martinet this morning. And with me, we have Stephanie Chapman. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
So again, I'm Alicia Lyons. I am the mom support coach, and I've been friends with Martinet since, I want to say, 2019 is when we met. I'm honored to be here filling in for her. And Stephanie, you want to tell us a little bit about who you are?
Yeah, of course. So I'm Stephanie Chapman. I'm the founder and CEO of MomStrong. So I'm a mindset and business coach for moms.
And we are talking about, what are we talking about today?
I think it's self-worth, and we're going to go a little bit into, you know, what that looks like and how to really embody that. And I guess just elevate our lives through worthiness.
Yeah. So one of the things that we were wanting to talk about was this concept of the new year, new you. How much do you love that phrase?
I hate it. Honestly, I really hate it. It's one of those things that really pushes you to change into something that you're not, or force habits or ideals that just aren't you.
Yeah. And so the title of our episode today is New Year, Elevate You. So how is that different to you than the new you?
For me, I think it's that, like, we all want transformations. We all want to be better. We all want to, you know, kind of seek out that next best thing, but we also need to enjoy the journey there and love ourselves as we are, as we transform and as we change. And I feel like this new year and new you is almost like forgetting about that past or putting it off, or, you know, just putting it in that compartment and putting it away. And that's not really how we want to go about our transformations. It's really about bringing that old self into the new you and growing, and or the real transformation.
Yeah. I love New Year's because to me, it's like I'm drawing a line in the sand.
Right.
Right. So this is where I'm at, or this is where I've been up until this moment. And this is something that I'm no longer going to tolerate in my life. And so I love the idea of elevating you, because when I think we can always improve, life is about growth. And if you're not growing, you're not alive. And so the reflection part of the new year is kind of a cool time for me. And this last year I was, pregnant for most of the year. I was a surrogate, and there was a lot of downtime from December until kind of now, to to sit and think and reflect and, like, you know, who is it that I want to be after this pregnancy, or who is it that I want to grow into? Because I'm always going to be me no matter what.
Right.
So I love who I'm also growing into and who I'm becoming.
Right. It's like almost like having a love and respect for where you were, regardless of your struggles, and bringing that part of you, you know, along for the ride and taking the lessons away from, you know, those chapters, you know, because I had a rough start my whole life. And so, you know, it's, you don't want to completely leave those things behind, because that's really what created you in the end. And that's why you are who you are now. And I always talk about, you know, embodying the version of you who you want to be, you know, your ideal you in your mind. But that doesn't mean, you know, completely disregarding, you know, your past and those struggles and all those things. You know, like I've said before, you know, I'm a teen mom twice. I was in an abusive relationship for years. You know, I've been through a lot of very traumatic things in a very short and developmental time of my life. Mm-hmm. But all those really just transform me into who I am now. You know, I wouldn't be the mom I am now. I wouldn't be the wife that I am now. I wouldn't even have my business, honestly, because a lot of my business model is even based off of, you know, all of those lessons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, there is that idea of, you know, you are like all the things that you went through. You just said this, all the things that you went through created the person that you are today. And that's comforting when you like the person that you are today.
Yeah, because it shows you that there's a purpose for all that struggle, that there's a reason why things suck right now. You know, I went through a really rough year too, you know, my abusive ex. We separated almost 10 years ago, decided he all of a sudden wanted to play dad. So we started a custody battle after being separated for, you know, all that time. And it financially and mentally drained me, you know, this whole time. And it's like, you have to bring those survival instincts back out, because in my mind, he's a threat. Yeah. So it's like, you just go through this whole transformation, and those moments are really hard sometimes to just understand why the heck this is happening now. Things were going so good. Why is this happening now? But just knowing that there's a greater purpose behind it, you know, kind of pushes you through and just keeps you going, even if it's baby steps. It's still moving forward.
Absolutely. And so something happened this morning that kind of goes along with the theme of our show today that I wanted to kind of co-create. Mm-hmm. Some steps to go from a person who cares about what other people think of them to being someone who doesn't care what other people think about them. So, a little backstory, a friend of mine, her mother-in-law came into town, and she was immediately inside of, my mother-in-law's here. I hate when she's here because I feel judged. Like it's just an immediate, no matter what the mother-in-law says.
Almost like a trigger response of like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's like, no matter, like, she doesn't even have to say anything. My friend feels judged.
Yeah.
And so I got 6 minutes of voice message from her this morning. So her husband's going through a really rough time right now, and is actually in the hospital for some mental health issues. Okay. And so mother-in-law's, my friend's husband's mom.
Yeah.
And the thing that set her off this morning was that, you know, she asked the mother-in-law, how'd you sleep last night? And mother-in-law says, I didn't, because my baby's sick. And when your baby's sick, you don't sleep. And that really triggered my friend, because A, she slept while her husband was in the hospital. And B, when her son, who's about, I think, 3 or 4 months old at this point, I think he was born in October sometime. When he was born, he spent a week or two in the NICU, and she slept during that time. So she's taking mother-in-law's words, which mother-in-law didn't ever say, you're a bad mom.
Right.
Because you slept, or you're a bad wife because you slept. That's what she heard.
Right. She was just sharing her experience, but you know.
Exactly. That's
internalized it.
Right. That's mother-in-law's truth. And, you know, I told her that the only reason that you're affected by the judgment is because you believe that what you did is wrong and what she said is right.
Right.
If you didn't believe that, if I said, Stephanie, you have the ugliest purple hair I have ever seen in my entire life, would that offend you?
No.
If you don't have purple hair.
Right.
Right? So that's this concept that I've been teaching her. We've been friends for many years, and this is not the first time.
Right.
That we've had this conversation. Really? I said, you know, there's people in my life that think awful things about my son, that they think he's an awful kid. And I don't care, because that's not my truth.
Right.
You know, my son's amazing. And I have 40, 50 people tell me that on a daily basis. So this one person, that's her opinion. She can have her opinion. That's not my opinion. That's not my truth. And so I told her that in slightly more colorful words. And she said, well, how do you get there? So I was like, I don't know. How did I get there? Like, this is just, I mean, at one point, this person's opinion really did affect me
right.
a lot. So there was a process. I don't remember what it was. I wasn't documenting it. So that's kind of what I want to co-create with you today.
Yeah, we should definitely do that, because the judgments, I mean, are always going to be there. I've already shared part of my story of, you know, just being a teen mom alone, those judgments that you get. And there definitely is a process that you go through throughout the years. And I definitely think we can nail that down into a few actionable things that you can do.
Awesome. So I think we're going to go into a break here. So maybe this is a good time to talk about where can our listeners find you, Stephanie?
So momstrongmindset.com is my website. And on Facebook, I have Momstrong Tribe. That's where I hang out most of the time, where you're going to get the majority of the updates. It's a private community. And that's, yeah, kind of my safe space that I've created with a few thousand women at this point, which is pretty awesome.
And I'm at alishalyons.com, and my Facebook group is Moms Conquering Guilt, which is also a private community that you can join.
New year, new home. A new home is on your list of resolutions. Now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today.
Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection to self, connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com.
Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit TuneIntoYourHeart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit TuneIntoYourHeart.com today.
Welcome back to Transformation with Martinet, and I am Alicia Lyons, filling in as host for Martinet this morning, and we have Stephanie Chapman joining us as my guest.
Hello.
Hi. So we are talking about how to let go of other people's judgments, because here's something that I know for a fact. We're not going to be able to stop someone from judging us. We are not going to be able to stop ourselves from judging other people. We kind of can stop judging ourselves, maybe.
But right, we can work on it.
But our brains are hardwired to judge things. And because we're judging mostly, that function is because we're looking for danger.
Yes.
You know, at a primal level, we're looking for danger. And when we see something that is different from us, if we don't know what that different thing is, then we got to pay attention to it. And if we don't like that thing, that's what we kind of label as judgment.
Yeah, very much. Well, and it's like a certain level of understanding and perception. You know, you don't always know what that other person's gone through or is going through. So you can judge the situation as much as you want, but in reality, you're not walking in their shoes, or you've never walked in their shoes. Because there's a lot of experiences that we have in our life that, you know, might kind of mirror someone else, but they weren't going through the same emotions, or they weren't dealing with the same people in that, you know, scenario, or they didn't have the same trauma, you know, going into it that you did, or vice versa. You know, it's just that different level of understanding.
Mm-hmm. We all have different trauma responses.
Oh, for sure. And some of them, you know, we think we got rid of that come back out of nowhere.
Yeah, because we'll go into, you mentioned earlier, survival mode. And when you're in a survival mode, you're going to be thrown back into a lot of old patterns until you recognize that you're doing it.
Yeah, and it does take time to almost realize it, because, you know, you're just so focused on just getting through. And it's like, you know, there's a lesson to take away. You just don't understand it yet. Yeah. And you do see the pattern almost right away. Like, I'm obviously speaking from recent experience. You know that there's a pattern reoccurring. Mm-hmm. And you almost have to go back in time of like, okay, what did I do to break this before? You know, what did I take away from this before? How did I deal with it then? You know, mm-hmm. What skills have I learned between those times to really, you know, get me through quicker? Because it's not going to go away. You know, you're still dealing with the experience, but still, you know, like I said, get through it quicker and better this time. And I think recognizing those things is important in that moment.
Because mm-hmm. we're always going to have access to those old train tracks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our mind is wired in a certain way, and we can break certain patterns. But we'll always have access to them. And it just becomes a matter of, you know, how quickly can you can you catch yourself?
Yeah. So I think one of the steps then to like overcoming, you know, judgment is reviewing your own, you know, life and finding that empathy within yourself of whatever the other person's going through and has gone through. And if, even if they make a comment, you know, like you were mentioning before with your story about the mother-in-law and, you know, daughter-in-law, it's the mother-in-law didn't mean anything by what she said. She was just simply stating her truth, as you mentioned. And there was no reason for daughter-in-law to internalize that because that's just not her. She doesn't have that same experience. So maybe in those moments where you feel triggered by somebody else, you know, look at, okay, these are the things that that person has gone through. I can understand why she would make that comment. It doesn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah. And in with that specific detail of, well, when my baby's sick, I don't sleep, where I would come from is, wow, that's really sad. Because now you're not going to be able to function today or the next day.
You're like, disregarding yourself.
And if your baby is going to be in the hospital for a week and you're not going to sleep for a week, like, that's really sad. But I feel really sorry for this person because that makes everything so much harder, and that's not practicing self-care in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Well, and the first thing that popped in my mind is one of the ways I cope and process is by resting and sleeping. Yeah. So when traumatic things happen, you know, I'm going to seclude and I will probably sleep. So I'm the exact opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's her coping mechanism for this situation. And, you know, from my perspective, it's not a healthy one.
Yeah.
And she may do just fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's my judgment in like, well, that's a stupid thing to do, you know, like now everything's harder because I know how I am when I don't sleep.
Right. It does. It makes everything way more difficult. And I think you're more likely to give in to like certain trauma responses too, just because you're just not mentally where you should be in those situations.
So my first thought for overcoming the judgment is this somebody that A, you would trade places with, or B, someone that you like?
Yeah.
And for her, I know that that the answer to both is no.
Right.
So, you know, opinions are like armpits. Everybody has them and they all stink.
That's very true. I feel like you can love and respect people a lot, but still not want to trade places with them. Mm-hmm. That's the other part that I see there, because like, if I were to compare my situation to like my mother-in-law, she's amazing. I absolutely adore her and love her and respect her so much. But there are a lot of things that I still disagree with, and I still would not trade places with her any day of the week.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she feels the same way about me. But, you know, we all have our things of, you know, it's accepting your life the way that it is and being okay with it the way that it is, I guess, and not really having that need or want to trade places either. And I think that goes back to that acceptance piece of like, okay, do I really want to listen to this person that's made these choices? You know, even though I've made mistakes myself, you know, you accept those and you love that part of yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of ties into self-worth too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a big part of the whole process of what we're talking about to let go of other people's judgments is self-acceptance.
Yeah.
I mean, if everything that you do is something that you don't like about yourself, or everything you've done, or if you're judging yourself, and that's really where I believe that my friend is coming from, is that she judges herself so very harshly.
Right.
And most of our conversations are about her self-judgments.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's probably the biggest, I'm probably going to say that about all the steps, but that would be that's a huge part of the process and a huge step is self-acceptance.
Yeah, for sure. Because it kind of is that foundational piece to this process. Like you said, it's a huge thing, and there are a lot of different steps, obviously, you have to go through to eventually start, you know, having that journey yourself and accepting you for who you are. Cause that's I feel like that's a whole other episode. You know, we could really dive deep into that too, because that's something that takes so much time, especially as a mom. You know, we're constantly ridiculed for every choice that we make. The second our child, not even before they're even born, when we're pregnant, we're already getting unsolicited advice at every turn. So, you know, that self-acceptance kind of starts just diminishing immediately, you know, through that whole process. And it's almost like you have to build that back up over time. And I feel like that's a process in and of itself.
Especially if you don't have the foundation of self-love and acceptance, because most of us aren't programmed that way. We don't see that as an example from our moms. And then we have access to way more opinions than we've ever had access to in human history. It can be really, really damaging. But yeah, that's a whole nother topic that we should write down for another time for a live in your group.
Yes, I think that would be a great one to go over. But I feel like that kind of leads into like societal expectations. And I know that was one thing that we definitely wanted to touch base on with, you know, all of this and kind of how to release that and how it comes about. Like that would be a good thing to chat about too.
So I had another thought for another step, and we're about to go on another break.
Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self, connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com.
Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today. Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today. Is your goal to get healthy and strong? Do you feel good in your body? Visit Queen Sheba Restaurant in Sacramento, California. They have served the community Ethiopian, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free food for the past 18 years. Owner Zion Tedessa also founded Sheba Farms, where she grows a gluten-free grain called teff. Zion is also the founder of Shasha Monet Institute for Alternative Holistic Natural Medicine. For more information, visit queenshebas.com. That's Queen SHEBAS.com.
New year, new home. If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
Welcome back to Transformation with Martinet, and I am Alicia Lyons filling in for Martinet this morning. And we have Stephanie Chapman joining us as my guest today. So thank you for being here, Stephanie.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You were the first person I thought of like, okay, who can I have come on this podcast with me? And it's just really cool that it all worked out. And we've been talking about a friend of mine who is struggling with other people's judgments. And so we've kind of talked about, how to overcome the judgment of others, because you're not going to be able to stop it. But what we can learn how to not let other people's thoughts and opinions of us really, truly affect us, because like I said, I said earlier, everybody has an opinion and like armpits and they all stink. So our last, my last idea so far is, to overcome the judgments of other people is basically to remember that we are doing the best that we can in any given moment. And when we can do better, we do. And if we don't know how to do better, then we can learn. And this is a huge thing, I think, for my big love topic is mom guilt. And it's huge for mom guilt.
Yeah.
Is a lot of times when we learn new information, then we go back and retroactively beat ourselves up for not knowing
right
what we just learned.
When that's like the whole point of every experience we go through is to learn and grow from it. We didn't need to know that at the time, or we didn't even know that we needed to know the thing,
yeah.
You know, but we still managed to say, you know, oh, maybe I should have looked that up before, or, you know, maybe that should have been on my radar before. But we just, it's accepting that, you know, we're doing the best we can with the information that we do have, with the experiences that we have gone through. Mm-hmm. I feel like that acceptance piece is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Acceptance for who we are and compassion and grace for what we knew, for younger versions of ourselves, because I just, most people, if not all, are doing the best that they can do with the tools and the resources that they have at the time.
Yeah.
And we are in an age where we have an abundance of tools and resources. But could you imagine if you tried to know everything before you did anything? You'd be in analysis paralysis.
Yeah, I was going to say nothing would happen ever.
Like things happen. I believe things happen when they're supposed to. And if they were supposed to happen differently, they would have. And so we can only be like, we're just constantly having input.
Oh yeah.
24/7. Things are just always coming at us.
Yeah.
That's why we don't notice the Kia Soul driving around until we buy a Kia Soul.
Right.
I swear to you, I never saw a Kia Soul on the road until I bought one. And I see them everywhere now. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad because my Kia Soul was totaled. And so then I bought a Toyota CHR, and between Toyota CHR and RAV4s, like, those are the cars that I see constantly.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. I still see this Kia Soul every once in a while, and it makes me sad. So I think that I don't see it as often.
Right.
So I've told my brain, I don't want to see it anymore.
That constant input, it's like the judgments, information, and, you know, I just feel like we're in this weird, it's almost like our generation, you know, just kind of in this weird place of, you know, that Pinterest perfect mom that, like, we're like, our generation is trying to live up to. And then we have this version of, like, our parents who didn't really have that version in their mind, but we're still seeing, you know, the older quote unquote ways of doing things. And we're trying to live up to that, even though that doesn't exist anymore. That form of parenting and version of parenting just no longer exists in this world with all the things that are going on and how much has changed. We can't be the same person our mom was or our mother-in-law was. Our grandparents were, you know, they can judge and give their input as much as they want, but they were not raising children in the same times that we are.
Yeah.
And so that's another thing where you kind of have to show the empathy and respect for that time period that they were raising kids and understand that, but also have compassion for yourself and know that this is the first time somebody's doing this, like, now. You know, all of us moms are kind of in the now together. And we kind of have to learn from each other and the experiences we're going through.
Yeah, and you bring up a really good point that I hadn't actually thought of, that the world that our parents grew up in doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't. And that's not just with parenting, that's everything.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was raised by a mom who was one of the, who was influenced by this idea of being the super mom. Like, mm-hmm. I go to work and I raise the kids. And I've been seeing this whole women are expected to work like they don't have kids and raise kids like they don't work. And I really feel like that was my mom's generation that created that expectation for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, sometime in the 70s, things switched over where women were going to work, or maybe it was in the 50s. I wasn't alive. I don't know when it happened. but, you know, my grandma's generation stayed home with the kids. A lot of them did, yep. If they could. And then around in the 70s, there's this, you know, I've been seeing how come we're getting divorced more often. And there's a lot of judgment about, well, people don't have stick-to-itiveness like they used to. And I think it's because women have more choices now to get out of bad relationships, like where you couldn't get a credit card in your name. You couldn't get a bank account by yourself if you were a woman or a, right. You know, and it's, so they had to stay in these awful relationships. Like, just because they stayed together doesn't mean they stayed together happy. And that's a whole nother topic and rabbit hole too.
But no, it just brings back those societal expectations that, you know, we've held on to for generations, which don't even apply anymore. They don't make any freaking sense. Like, they really just don't anymore. And it's like my grandma was a huge part of my life growing up, and, you know, she always, like, drilled it into my mind that it was, you know, you go to college, you buy the house, or you buy your car, you buy your house, you know, you do all these things in this perfect order, then you worry about husband, then you worry about kids. And then I flipped that order completely around when I got pregnant as a teenager. And so then I was told, you know, I've ruined my whole life. It's terrible. It's the worst thing you could have ever done. And honestly, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And so it's almost like proving in your own mind that these societal expectations really don't matter as much as everybody thinks that they do. but you have to take inventory of your own experiences in your own life and prove it to your mind that that's the case.
Yeah. And you brought up the Pinterest mom. Like I don't spend a lot of time on Pinterest, if any.
Yeah, I really don't either anymore.
but I know that I've written written blogs and talked about on my podcast, like that, you know, if you want to be the mom that sews all the Halloween costumes and bakes all the cookies and that brings you joy and fulfills you, and then absolutely be that mom. And if you want to take pictures of it and put it on Pinterest, have at it. Like, if you're not that person, if that doesn't bring you joy, do something that does. Right? Do something
like you don't have to be that person because they are.
What's that?
I was like, you don't have to be that person just because they are.
Right. That's not, there is no right way to be a mom. There's no, you know, do they have clothes on their back and food in their belly and a roof over their head? Then you're doing a really good job.
Right.
You know, that's, I think that's, I mean, that's the bare minimum. But if that's all you've got.
Right. And sometimes that is all you have at those certain seasons of life. Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the biggest key is that we have grace for ourselves, and that we, you know, all, like, my whole podcast is called Imperfect Mommy because we're imperfect. And the expectation of being perfect is what's killing us and creates the irritation of the judgment from other moms. And, you know, but like we said earlier, I'm not going to get mad if you hate my purple hair because I don't have purple hair. Right. So it gives you the opportunity to look into yourself, right? And see where the judgment is. You know, I was on a call yesterday, and where coaches are learning to be really good transformational coaches. It's a program I went through. And the coach who was doing the demo was doing it, and I'm using air quotes, wrong. And I was irritated that she was doing it wrong. And when she finished the demo, the leader of the course was like, oh my gosh, you did such an amazing job guiding her through this process. And I was like, oh my gosh, really? And then he admitted that they taught the lesson, they taught the tool wrong. Right. And I was like, oh yeah, they did. They didn't teach it wrong, but they didn't express the thing that I was judging her for doing wrong.
Right.
Right. And in the chat, one of the leaders of the program messaged me and asked if I was watching the demo. And I said, yes, I was not watching the chat because that, like, I didn't respond to her for a really long time. I was like, yes, I'm watching the demo. I didn't watch the chat. So I didn't know you sent me that message. And I said, but I was irritated that she was doing it wrong. And that gives me something to dive into, because this person doing it wrong, she's learning.
Right.
So where's my irritation coming from? We have these kind of opportunities thousands of times a day to think about, like, what is it that's creating this emotion for me right now?
Yeah.
What is it about that person? What do I see in her that I don't like about myself? Or what is it about, you know, where did I learn that somebody learning something new has to be perfect? right? So there's something, I haven't dived into it yet. There's something there for me. Right. And in this situation with my friend and her mother-in-law, we've been talking about are opportunities for her to dive into about what's going on in herself. Where did she learn to judge herself so harshly?
Right.
Like, where did she learn that other people's opinions of her matter? I mean, you know, there's a million opportunities for growth inside this conversation.
I completely agree.
Because I remember when I said that, you know, I had this experience with someone in my life who has an opinion of my son that he's not, you know, this amazing kid that everybody else thinks that he is, that I think that he is, and that I don't care, and that I used to. And there was a time in my life where everyone in my family had opinions about the fact that I didn't make my son sit down to breakfast, lunch, or dinner when we went to this family camp together. And it was very irritating to me that everybody had an opinion.
Right. They expect you to do things the way that they think you should.
And because I wanted their approval. And that's another thing about is that I think she wants her mother-in-law's approval too. That just came into my mind. She wants to be approved of. And first we have to approve.
There's another side of that too. I was going to say is like, she doesn't want to be rejected by that person. No, it may not
Which is the flip side of that. Yeah.
Yeah. That fear of rejection is huge.
Yeah. And the reason that I didn't make my son sit down to breakfast with us is my son's on the spectrum. And it is very loud when there's 50 people sitting in a room eating breakfast.
Yes.
That's very disruptive.
Yeah.
And so he would come at 8, breakfast was at 8:30, he would eat his breakfast, and then he would go on the back patio, and he would play. And why doesn't Xander come and eat breakfast with us? And I didn't even know that's why I was letting him do it until later. You know, but I was like, retroactively, I was like, oh, it's probably really loud in there.
Yeah, it gets overwhelming.
So understanding, like, why you do the things that you do. Having a solid reason why I sleep regardless of the state of my family, because I need the sleep in order to be able to function the next day and take care of my family.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of these like huge points, you can kind of start, like you said, diving into your past and why it's happening and why you are where you are. And you can do a lot of that through journaling. That's like one of the huge things that I teach constantly, you know, for free and with my clients. You know, I push it a lot just because it allows you to really analyze and reflect. And then you can also, you know, do a brain dump and say, hey, this is where I want to work on, or this is what I want to work on. This is how I want to work on the things. And that's really where, you know, the goal setting and all this other stuff kind of comes into play. And how you can change, you know, your view and your self-worth. It's all of that kind of tied up in a pretty little bow. You know, all that is possible, but you really have to have that starting point of getting your thoughts and your processes out on paper and in front of you.
So we're going to take our final break and we'll be back.
Is your goal to get healthy and strong? Do you feel good in your body? Visit Queen Sheba Restaurant in Sacramento, California. They have served the community Ethiopian, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free food for the past 18 years. Owner Zion Tedessa also founded Sheba Farms, where she grows a gluten-free grain called teff. Zion is also the founder of Sasha Monet Institute for Alternative Holistic Natural Medicine. For more information, visit queenshebas.com. That's queen, S-H-E-B-A-S.com. Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today.
New year, new home. If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
Welcome back to Transformation with Martinet, and I am your guest host, Alicia Lyons. We have Stephanie Chapman here as well as my guest.
Hello.
We've been talking about self-worth as well as not letting people's judgments run your life, ruin your day, ruin your life.
I feel like all that kind of came together, you know, the judgments of society and other people, you know, really can be solved through growing your own self-worth, your own self-love, and acceptance of where you are in your life.
So give me a 30-second version of how you got to the self-acceptance.
Kind of summing up
what the tools are.
Yeah, I was going to say, kind of summing up what we've talked about, it's, you know, showing empathy towards other people, you know, and just knowing that, you know, they've gone through situations that I may not fully understand. And even if they pass judgments on to me, it's just because they don't understand what I'm going through. So the empathetic side of me, and showing that. So empathy, acceptance was my other one. Like I said, accepting where you are, that it's not going to be this picture perfect, you know, view that your parents or grandparents or anybody else had for you in the beginning, because that's just not life. That's not real. So accepting that this is your life. And then just compassion with yourself and others. I know that kind of ties in with empathy, but, you know, just overall compassion towards yourself, kids, your spouse. And I really had to, like I said, all of that kind of came full circle when I started journaling and writing and going to therapy and getting my own coach and really getting the support that I needed. It was just a key component to my overall transformation in my life. Because, you know, I was broke, teen mom, abusive relationship, and now I have a successful business. I am happily married to somebody else, and now I have 5 kids. You know, I have the big house and, you know, the big backyard and the dogs. And, you know, I had everything that I had ever wanted as a teen mom and more. So it is possible. You just have to take those, like, small little steps along the way and just know that it's all happening for a reason.
And I love that you got support. And I think that that's the biggest thing, whatever the support is that for you, like, find the thing that works for you. So therapy, I've been to therapy multiple times. I love coaches. I became a coach because I loved the coaching process. Mm-hmm. I'm not as much of a journaler. I'm more of an auditory processor, and I need somebody on the other end to be listening to me and giving me feedback, whether I'm influenced by the feedback or not. I used to be, you know, whatever you said, that's what I would go with. And now I can filter more, like, is this in alignment with what I want? That came through therapy and coaching. And I love the compassion concept and the empathy. And what was the third thing? Like, I loved all three of those.
Acceptance.
Yeah, and
acceptance of your journey.
Yeah. And, you know, when it's the pain that we create actually comes from the lack of accepting. You know, we spend our lives wishing our lives were different. Yeah. And wishing that the past was different. And we can create a new future, but we can't do anything about the past. So one of my favorite quotes is, quit looking in the past. You're not going that way.
Yeah. So you might as well take the positive thing you can from it and use it, you know, to create a better future.
Exactly. Well, thank you for being here. Last minute, Stephanie, I really appreciate you being here, because I need that other person on the other end to co-create with. And I'm going to say thank you to my friend for giving me the idea for this topic today. And then tell our listeners where they can find you, Stephanie.
MomStrongMindset.com and the MomStrong Tribe on Facebook is where you can find me. And I really appreciate you having me and being that top person on your list to contact. I really enjoyed today.
Awesome. And I'm Alicia Lyons. I'm at AliciaLyons.com. And on Facebook, I'm in the Moms Conquering Guilt Facebook group. So thanks for listening to us today and for being here and energetically co-creating with us.
So. Well, thank you.
See you next time.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.